This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Federal Reserve finishes its two-day September meeting today and is widely expected to make its first cut to a key interest rate since the spring of 2020.
What does it mean for your wallet? Well, it's going to be cheaper to borrow money. Think less expensive mortgages, car loans, and credit card debt. If you've been carrying a balance on your credit card, you felt the sting of high rates, with the average APR now a staggering 28%, nearly. A rate cut will mean a decrease there.
That's ABC Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs will be back in court today trying to get the hip-hop mogul released on bail. They offered $50 million yesterday, but the federal judge said no, citing a danger for witnesses and alleged victims in the sex trafficking and racketeering case. Schools closed in Lebanon and Hezbollah promising retaliation against Israel for the simultaneous pager attacks that left nearly 3,000 people injured and killed at least a dozen. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A judge ruled on Monday that stricter cash bail measures approved by voters last year will stand despite procedural flaws. The decision from Dane County Circuit Judge Rhonda Lanford came in a lawsuit filed by criminal justice advocates over two constitutional amendments. State elections officials and the legislature said the lawsuit was a cynical attempt to undo election results. The case revolved around whether the legislature sent the ballot questions to the correct elections officials and whether deadlines for submission were met. Lanford ruled that technical violations did not warrant overturning the election results. She found that the legislature still substantially complied with the law. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny and 87 today. Partly cloudy, 56 tonight. Sunny and 87 again tomorrow. Showers and storms are likely Thursday night, lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, 86 on Friday. A touch cooler, 82 Saturday and mid-70s Sunday. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, 53 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 8:02 right now. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday. Rick Springfield and Jesse's Girl.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Where can I find a woman? Where can I find a woman? 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Yeah, Spider-Man and freezing, full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick, are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah. Yo.
Situation is
serious.
Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time.
Tell them, Rick.
It's all so
beautiful.
Relationships they seem from the start.
Yeah.
It's all so
deadly
when love is not together from the heart.
Check it out.
Take a caution before I step to meet my girl. You know, cause in some
caution,
you'll think she's the best thing in the world. She's so
light,
she'll drive you right out of your mind, steal your heart when you're blind. Beware, she's scheming, she'll make you think you're dreaming.
For a mellow fellow like DeVoe, getting paid late, so better lay low. Scheming on hot money and the whole show. The low pro ho should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's a winner to you, but I know she's a loser.
How did you know?
Me and a crew used to do her.
Yeah, Belle Biv DeVoe, There Is Poison, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Of course, Ricky Bell of that group celebrating his 57th birthday today. You know, there's three times a year I get to pull that song out, and I'm always very excited when I do, because it is a good one, Finn. It's just kind of puts you in a good mood right away in the morning.
Belle Biv DeVoe, like a phoenix rising from the ashes of New Edition.
There right? You go. Right? The dudes are 57 years old now. I mean, that tells you everything you need to know about Belle Biv DeVoe and how long they've been around, right? I told you when we were doing birthdays, there were a couple stories I wasn't sure on. So I did some Google sleuthing here really, really quickly. And we were talking about James Marsden. I said he hasn't been around for a while. And there was some reason why he had kind of laid low for a while, if I had remembered right. And it was actually because he was one of those people who wrote a very adamant support letter for Drake Bell's abuser. And he was one of the guys who kind of went out on a ledge to be like, no, this is a good guy, and you can't believe everything the kid is saying, kind of thing. So he's kind of been laying low since then. That was a few years ago, obviously. He does have a new movie, though, that is in the works with Vince Vaughn. It's called Mike and Nick and Nick and Alice. And that is a 20th Century Fox, right? That's one of their films coming up potentially in the next year or two. He went kind of out on a limb and basically went as far in his letter, because I was reading parts of it because it's been made public since that case, basically went as far as to say that Drake Bell was lying, that the guy that he was accusing could have never, ever done anything like what Drake Bell was saying. So, yeah, I'd lay a little low after that as well.
Yeah, take a little time off.
I'd kind of like not be in the public eye for a while either after that. And then Will Smith, I couldn't remember if he'd been actually banned from the Emmys. Yes, the technical Will Smith has been banned from the Emmys. He is not in the foreseeable future allowed back at the awards show. But that's why this weekend it was so funny when another Will Smith showed up as the writer and director of another film, because he actually had to clarify to the committee that he was not that Will Smith, and that, yeah, as you mentioned, he came in peace, because obviously the names are so darn similar. So yes, so the you know, getting jiggy with it, Will Smith, Fresh Prince kind of Will Smith, he is not allowed back at the Emmys anytime soon. So I know these things are rattling around in my brain a little bit, but then I read a lot, I take in a lot of input, and some stories go, you know, like you take them in and you're like, yeah, well, whatever. But they stick there. So I always like to clarify myself, and I make myself feel better because I know that I didn't just imagine it then.
So just for clarification, so the slap that was heard around the world, was at the Oscars with Chris Rock, but Will Smith is probably more than likely banned from the Oscars, the Emmys, and probably the Tonys, even though
hasn't done that one yet, hasn't had to be at that ceremony. You got to guess, though, that none of those ceremonies already have enough issues getting people to watch, right? And that was one of the weirdest moments. I don't want to rehash that moment, but it really truly was weird. It was very strange, and nobody knew how to act. Nobody at home knew what to do with that. Nobody at the award ceremony knew what to do with it. And so you got to think that just to kind of keep that sort of contentious behavior out of the ranks, all these committees were like, no, you're just not coming anymore. I mean, and let's face it, Will Smith hasn't really had an Oscar or Emmy worthy performance in a really, really long time, and I love Will Smith. I do.
In defense, he has had some good performances,
of
he
course
really has.
Yes, yeah, no, I totally agree. They just haven't been as of recent. I mean, it kind of felt like some of those movies as of recent were a stretch to try to resurrect his career maybe a little bit as he gets older, because that happens to a lot of people in Hollywood, right?
What was the movie with him where he was the out of work guy and he was traveling around with his son? He was trying to get, what was that one? Do you remember that one?
Oh, yes, like yes. It was a great one. Yeah, and I remember seeing it, and I
cried.
Was
a good,
I bawled.
That was a good performance, good film.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, then he tried to do iRobot.
Right, yeah. I don't know why it is. Is it just me? I get kind of angry when I see some of these celebrities that show up at these awards ceremonies, okay?
Sure.
And they're sitting usually in the front row.
Right.
And the host or hostess who is just doing their job. I mean, okay, he might not have liked what Chris Rock said.
Right.
But, and it's the same for somebody like Ricky Gervais, when he hosted the Oscars. Because, I mean, sometimes, like, I'll see Tom Hanks in the audience for for the Oscars or whatever, and he looks so appalled by what the host is saying. It's like, dude, okay, that's kind of their job. And some of the hosts take it to a different place. You know, they might take it to a more, you know, not so gentle ribbing place that others will. But it's like, come on. I mean, either
have
a sense of humor about it. And, you know, I mean, and they're all on camera anyway, so we can all see their reactions. I thought Chris Rock handled it really well.
Right. Well, what else are you supposed to do in that moment? I think he was just as shocked as everybody else. But here he is, the entertainer, actually on stage. I don't know. You know, and maybe that's why J-Lo divorced Ben, because every time the camera showed him, he just looked so miserable.
He looked miserable.
He just couldn't handle it anymore. I mean, there's something to be said for that as well. But, you know, and Tom Hanks, we've all known for he doesn't really go to award ceremonies very often anymore. Uh-huh. He and Rita Wilson. Uh-huh. And I think that's because I think he legitimately did not enjoy himself at any of those ceremonies. Not everybody can have as good of a time as Taylor Swift has at all of those ceremonies, though, Now, granted, she gets to go to the music side, so it's a little less stuffy and perhaps maybe not as much pomp and circumstance at some of the more music-based ones. But some of these actors and actresses have just banned them all the way around because they're like, you know, we're just not going to do it. Now, don't you think a guy maybe like Tom Hanks, he's been there, done that. He's won awards himself. He's been to so many of those ceremonies, and now he's kind of like, you know, what do I need another trophy for? Kind of thing. You got to wonder if that at some point kind of plays into some of their decision making.
And it has to be tricky when you're on camera at a performance, like the camera's on you for your reactions, and the Oscar goes to. I mean, that's a big one where you know, you see all of the faces of everybody that's nominated, and if they don't win,
I think it's a horrible moment because
really
we've actually seen some people give a real true reaction and then get crucified in the media for it. Right? Well, this was one of the biggest awards they were ever going to win in their life for their achievements in what they chose to do for a living. And if you go to, you know, your national accounting firm conference and you don't win the award, are you excited? I mean, somebody
but
else
won. But you're
not
on camera.
Exactly. I mean, so they're just giving a natural response. I think that the media backlash when they do give a true, honest response is horrible. Because, I mean, anybody would feel the same if they'd worked that hard on something and then didn't win the award, right? I mean, I don't know. I think it just makes them be a little bit more human, gracious or not. I mean, they're humans. They're going to have a natural reaction to stuff.
I think you had the best example of that at the Emmys this weekend, because in the front row was the Only Murders in the Building cast. Okay.
Yes.
Now they have had their moment. Okay. And they're only into, are they into the third season, fourth season? I can't remember.
Yeah. But something like that.
They have picked up their Emmys, but things are moving so fast now. There are so many shows and so many good shows that are out there that, so Steve Martin looked generally happy to be there, whether or not he won or not.
Martin Short and Meryl Streep did not look so happy.
You know, she looked kind of, I don't know if it was because she was out past her bedtime.
It was just another example of her being nominated and not winning. I mean, let's be honest about it.
And she's won plenty of awards.
She has. She's one of those people that I think her record, people tease about her record of winning because she has been up for so many because her career has been so good and so illustrious at what she does. You're not going to win every single time, but she's been nominated so many times. And I think that's why people kind of laugh about, oh, she hasn't really won that many. Well, look at how many movies she's made and how many she's actually
been
nominated for.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, oh, and we just got a text here from Chris this morning, that Will Smith movie you were talking about, The Pursuit of Happiness.
That's it.
Yes, it's a great movie.
Yeah,
great movie. I bawled. I bawled yeah. like a baby in that one because it's a really good one. Again, that was like one of my favorite Will Smith movies. And then he went on to make I, Robot. And I was like, really? Okay, well, now it might be time to hang her up if this is what you thought was a good script. So I don't know. Maybe Jada picked that one for him to do. Maybe.
That and the, what was it, the Last Man on Earth one?
Oh,
I can't, where, you know,
awful.
You know, I cannot stand it when a dog appears in a movie.
Right.
And you can tell right away, well, that dog, if they kill that dog off, I'm out.
It's terrible. I hate movies like that. I hate any movie where there might be an animal that's about to get hurt. I really, really do hate that. Or I think that they could. I still can't watch Bambi all the way through. I'm not going to lie. I can't do it. I know it's from like the, what, 40s, 50s. Still can't do it because I know what's about to happen. And I'm like, no, not the baby, not the mom.
Right.
I can't. Nope, can't do it.
I didn't, you know what? Honestly, I didn't know anything about Marley and Me.
That's a horrible movie.
Right,
for
different, but kind of similar. Where, whereas, I mean, it's not an intentional thing. It's a life thing that happens to the dog throughout the course of the movie
but it's
and the
horrible.
Family. I didn't read the book, so I didn't really. I mean, I knew a few things about it, but I wasn't fully informed. Oh, man. Was that devastating?
I cried.
That was devastating.
I've never been able to watch it since.
I'll never be able to watch that movie again.
Watched it one time. I know what's going to happen. I can't do it. Now I'm going to anticipate it. I start blubbering as it starts because I know what's coming. I can't. Nope. Can't do it. Can't watch Marley and Me. Although you're right. It is a very heartwarming story about a family who really, really, truly did love their canine companion
through
everything, right?
We all know this.
We unite. We do. Absolutely. Now, before we jump into what I want to talk about here this morning, got to remind you that we have our big deal of the day happening right now at maxfmbigdeals.com. And this is a really good one because we're talking some delicious food today, Finn, at 50% off today only. Relish Tray Bistro and Speakeasy in downtown Baraboo, a $25 certificate, $12.50, all you're paying today when you go to maxfmbigdeals.com. So definitely go stock up on that one. You don't need any promo codes. Just fill up your cart. We'll handle everything at the end, taking off that portion of your discount, and you're on your way to enjoy some fabulous food in downtown Baraboo. So go do that, maxfmbigdeals.com. A lot of good stuff to shop over there as well. Now, speaking of shopping, we're at a point yet, because we're not even to the holidays. That's why I said speaking of shopping, because I know a lot of people are already starting to like, oh, we've only got a few more months. You know, it's scary that that's how we think of these things.
I'm taking
in life,
it
right?
one day at a time. I'm still looking forward to Halloween.
It's
I got to get through
September.
Halloween.
It's only September at this point. But it turns out that 2 in 5 Americans say that even at this point of the year, they've already hit peak stress. For what they usually consider to be their whole year-long stress, right? So they're already at the peak where they can't even handle anything else. In fact, 41% of people say they are more stressed now than at any other point in 2024. The average person feels totally overwhelmed 156 times a year. That's roughly about every 2.5 days. That seems kind of low, honestly. I mean, I feel a little overwhelmed like at least once or twice a day, depending on the circumstances. Now, here are some of the top things that we're currently stressed out about. We're going to start at the bottom. We'll work our way up. Number 10 on the list is your relationship. And I know relationships can be hard, but if you're in a relationship that you're currently that stressed out about, might be time, depending on the circumstances, to rethink that one just a little bit. Now, I'm not saying make any choices, but might be time to, you know, kind of put some things under the microscope and take it into consideration. An expected life event comes in at number 9 as one of those things that puts us into a peak stress type of mode. And I mean, that can happen at any time. That's why it's unexpected. You can't just sit around and anticipating something, right? I mean, some people do. I don't know. I've always found that you just deal with them and you do the best that you can in that given circumstance, because sometimes there's not a right or wrong answer, right? And you know that because it's unexpected, it's going to throw a cog in a whole lot of things and ruin some stuff. But you just kind of deal and you go on with it the best you can. So I don't know if there's any good advice for those moments, is there?
Yeah. Yeah. And the build up too. I mean, especially because I know you're a little bit like my wife, where she will rush to the most morbid thought you know, the world just is going to explode or, you know.
Yes, my children, oh my gosh, my kid cut their finger. They're dying.
Exactly.
It's a very bizarre mom thing that some of us do.
We'll have to amputate now.
Right? Some of us out there, or some of you out there, are more level-headed than there's somebody like me who like has a weird spot and I'm like, that's it, I'm dying, where's the will? It's very strange. I can't even describe how it works. How you go from having like this weird thing that you probably just need some cream for, salve from your doctor, to like planning your funeral. It's just a quick jump, just a very quick jump for me. Number 8 on the list is work. You'd think maybe this would be a little higher on the list, but maybe there's things that are just pushing work right down to the bottom and that's not even a priority anymore. Who knows at this point? Number 7 on the list is the news and everything happening around the world. Yeah, sometimes you just need to detach and disconnect a little bit because it gets to be a whole lot with all of the news headlines right now. Speaking of news headlines, the election comes in at number 6 on the list.
Gotta be more stressful during an election year, doesn't it?
Everything feels amplified. Everything feels like it has bigger stakes. And I think there's just this looming what's going to happen next that kind of hangs over everybody in an election year. And you feel it every 4 years, right? Every 4 years, you feel that kind of heaviness of an election year. Our mental health comes in at number 5, which is great because that means we're stressed about being stressed. So that's neat. A very healthy lifestyle we have here in this country when it comes to this stuff. Family comes in at number 4 on the list. One of those things that's also stressing us out. I feel like that's just kind of a given, right? Because everybody worries about the family. Everybody's always got something that they're concerned about. Or, you know, sometimes you have those relatives that are really hard to deal with. So they make things a little bit more difficult. I feel like family is just kind of given for a lot of people.
Sometimes number 5 and number 4 blend together.
Yes, because and you can't tell which one is worse.
Number 5, our mental health, being stressed out, being stressed, and number 4, family. Sometimes that stress is connected.
Sometimes they're the cause of all of that mental
health,
right?
In fact, I was just reading a story yesterday about professionals talking about families and parents and how parents being stressed has a trickle down effect, of course, to the children. You know, I mean,
makes total sense. Yeah. Let's see. We have what else? Where was I? There's my list. Number 3 is our physical health. You know, sometimes we have ailments. Sometimes we have things that are bothering us and that can really wear you down over the time. You know, before my back got a little bit better than it was, I can totally relate to that because there were days that it just hurt so bad. You just anticipated waking up and having issues with it before you even started. And that also can lead back to number 5, your mental health, because it just kind of drags your mood down and everything when you anticipate not feeling 100% and hurting at some point in time. And number 2 on the list, and 2 and 1 actually go hand in hand. So the economy comes in at number 2, and number 1 on the list is money, which are essentially the same thing. Well, it's a good thing the Fed is meeting later today to cut some of those rates, huh?
Oh, please.
And for a lot of people, that is going to be a huge
it
burden
is.
Lifted.
It is.
Absolutely.
Kind of for us. I mean, we're kind of looking at refinancing our mortgage because the mortgage payment is insane. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, so if you were one of those people who is forced to buy when the interest rates were higher, you know, this is something that might be of interest to you as they go about their day. You know, if you've got some credit card debt looming over the top of you, it's also going to affect that. Car prices, all of that, what you're able to, you know, take out on a car loan, it's going to really affect all of that. So for
we've
some
been
people,
waiting for this for a long time. So
yes, I think a lot of people have. It's been much overdue and totally understandable. I mean, the economy had to recover a little bit from the pandemic and everything that the world essentially went through. So it makes sense that it took a while. But for a lot of people, this is going to put, you know, sometimes it doesn't even come down to needing a bunch in your pocket an extra month. But, you know, even if you're like, ooh, I could save myself $50 here, maybe a couple here.
Every
then eventually
bit counts.
It all starts to add up. Now, the good news is that we do have some strategies in this world for dealing with all of the stress that we just talked about. The number one thing that people do is something that we can help with right here on Max FM. So you have come to the right place. Our top remedy when we're feeling stressed out, turn on some music. It just changes everything about your mood, doesn't it? You turn on your favorite song, something that's upbeat that you can maybe, you know, tap a toe to, maybe do some dancing to. Everything seems better in life, at least if it's even just for a few minutes. And sometimes that's all you need, is just those few minutes. And I would also suggest completely disconnecting from any news sites, social media, anything like that.
Unplug.
And just listening to whatever makes you happy. Hopefully it's Max FM, because we really do appreciate that, by the way. Now, taking a look at our forecast, lots of sunshine today, 87 for a high. I'm going to be less stressed when it's cooler out, quite honestly. Partly cloudy, 56 tonight, more sun and 87 again tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow night with lows in the low 60s. Then as we get in towards the end of the week, sunshine on Friday with a high near 86. Cooler, though, into the weekend, low 80s, even into the mid 70s by Sunday. Right now, it's 53.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Bear Brook, Dells, and Reedsburg.
The sounds of polka music and clinking beer steins will ring Saturday, September 21st as the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce presents Oktoberfest at Circus World. Local beer, live music, and pub games will entertain from 3 until 9. Instrumental funk band The Blue Olives are the headliners. Buy admission buttons for $10 in advance at the chamber office or $12 at the door on Saturday, September 21st at Circus World. For information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% saving at the Relish Tray Bistro and Speakeasy. They offer delicious small batch food homemade from family recipes such as soups, salads, burgers, fish, and tacos. Stop at the Relish Tray in downtown Baraboo for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or order your favorite foods to go. Treat your sweet tooth to some of their amazing desserts. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Maximum hits.
Thank you.
Genesis, there's Invisible Touch, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:40 right now. Hopefully you're having a great Wednesday morning. We've made it halfway through another work week, and at this point, you know, we're just kind of looking forward to another weekend. Only a couple of days before we get to officially celebrate that weekend. Now, speaking of the weekend, you don't want to miss out on the big Oktoberfest festivities that are going to be happening over at Circus World from 3 to 9 on Saturday, celebrating all of Wisconsin's German roots with live music, also some German cuisine, and Oktoberfest-style beer, and a whole lot of great music. Barabrew Wisconsin Beer Choir is going to be performing. They kick off the entertainment Saturday afternoon at 3:30. Then Griffey Jim and the Polka Dots will be performing, followed by the headliners, the Blue Olives, who will take the stage at 7 o'clock. Now, make sure you have those lederhosen ready because these buttons, they're going fast. Remember, you can get those by going to the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. $10 in advance, $12 at the door. The buttons that you're going to get, that's what gets you into the door of Circus World so you can enjoy Oktoberfest. If you do want more information, OktoberfestBaraboo.com. And remember, that is October with a K in case you're doing a little Google searching. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Warm over the next couple of days. Might even cool things down, though, by the weekend. Corey Hartman's going to tell you more in just a moment. Plus, we're going to have a look at sports next here on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, I'm Joan Baldwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Baldwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwig.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
The champagne is still on ice as the Brewers fell to the Phillies 5-1 last night and have to wait another day to clinch the National League Central. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Zach Wheeler held the Brewers to just 5 hits and 7 innings for his 16th win, and Bryce Harper clubbed a tie-breaking 2-run homer as the Phillies saw their magic number to clinch the National League East drop to 4. Brewers can clinch today with either a Cub loss in Chicago this afternoon to Oakland or a Brewers victory against the Phillies tonight. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers fell to Lake County 6-2 on Tuesday night. It forces a winner-take-all game 3 for the Midwest League Championship in Eastlake, Ohio tonight. Packers placing rookie running back Marshawn Lloyd on injured reserve yesterday. He suffered an ankle injury in the second half of Sunday's win over the Colts. And the 7th-ranked Badger women's volleyball team won their 4th in a row, 3-1 over Marquette before 15,000-plus at the Kohl's Center on Tuesday night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny and 87 today. Partly cloudy, 56 tonight. Sunny and 87 again tomorrow. Showers and storms are likely Thursday night, lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, 86 on Friday. A touch cooler, 82 Saturday, and mid-70s Sunday. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
99.7
It's 8:45 right now. We are warming up nicely this morning. Working our way to that high of 87. Try to stay cool on... I feel like it should be more fall-like than 87, but maybe that's just me. I mean, I don't want to wish the summer too away too fast. Roxette now with the look on Max FM.
Like a man, like a never was a cooler. Tasted like a raindrop. She's got the look. Heavenly bomb, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a collar, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do for you. And I go la 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 la. She's got the look. Lover's disguise, banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Swaying through the band, moving like a hammer. She's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything
right away in the morning. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Now, you know, Finn, Roxette is still big in their home country, but over here in the United States, they gave us some of those hits of the early late 80s, early 90s, and then we haven't seen a whole lot from them since.
Well, she passed away, I believe.
That's right. Yeah. It was very recently, though, right? It wasn't that long ago.
Two years, I think.
But before that, before that, they were kind of a big thing for quite a while here, and then all of a sudden they weren't, and they went back to their home country and produced a lot of music. And you are correct. Yes, I forgot, forgot about that. That was one of those like underrated deaths that we didn't talk a whole lot about, mm-hmm. even though Roxette was pretty darn awesome. All right, so we have to take a look at our calendar days here this morning, because we have some good ones that we should celebrate. And this is a really good one for parents to just keep in the back of their heads as they watch their kids walk to school each and every day. National School Backpack Awareness Day. I mean, those backpacks, they get pretty darn heavy. And you look at all the stuff that your kids put in them and literally like cram in there so that they can get all their homework in and all the things that they need to bring home to you. It's not exactly good for the back when your kids are little.
And, you know, as we get older, we look at those things from when we were younger. I know, right? I've got a bad back. I'm not saying it's because of the backpack, but yeah,
it's not exactly one of the greatest ways for us to haul our stuff around. But, you know, you do what you got to do, especially when you're trying to get stuff back and forth from school every single day. Because all those letters that they bring home that get stuffed to the bottom that you have no idea exist, those are the ones that are the most important. Let's see, what else do we have on this list? It is World Bamboo Day today. Well, all the pandas of the world do thank us. It is also, what else do we have? First Love Day, just kind of reminiscing about the going back to the first love of your life. Now, some people are lucky enough to be with that first love yet. Other people, well, there's been a few other people in between. So, you know, that happens. Let's see. It is also International Equal Pay Day. We are talking about the pay discrepancy between men and women, of course, where some women are doing the same job and still getting paid less in 2024 than men who would do the exact same job. And then, of course, we've got a lot of really, really good food ones on the list today. And like, there's so many good food ones, Ben. I don't even know where to start. So today is, we'll start with this one because it's not very sexy, but it sure is a good one. Rice Krispies Treats Day. Oh, who doesn't love Rice Krispie Treats with marshmallow? Yeah. Again, not one of the sexiest of the desserts out there, but who's going to say a Rice Krispie bar? I mean, me, and then you top it with some chocolate. Who's definitely saying no to that? Definitely not me. Now, this one is a little bit more exciting. National Red Velvet Cake Day is also today. This is Dexter's favorite kind of cake besides carrot cake. Red velvet. Absolutely loves it. And for good reason. It's delicious with a little cream cheese frosting, isn't it? And then we wrap up with, this is a big one. Today is National Cheeseburger Day. I mean, if you're going to have a sandwich for lunch today, you're doing it completely wrong. In fact, a poll found that 82% of us love cheeseburgers. American cheese, by the way, is the cheese of choice. Now we're in the great state of Wisconsin, so we have plenty of options to choose from. Now, American just edged out cheddar for the top spot, followed by Swiss, pepper jack, and even provolone as a distant fifth. And there's going to be a lot of restaurants around the country, some of those big chains that are going to be having specials today on cheeseburgers if you want to do a little filling up, or, you know, maybe just grill on your own because the weather's going to be nice enough to do so.
National Cheeseburger Day, or what I call every day.
Right?
And it's probably why I need to drop about 30 or 40 pounds, probably.
So good. So stinking
they are
delicious.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious.
And a Swiss cheese and mushroom burger is pretty good too.
Oh, put a little grilled onion on there. See, now we're talking. Now, see, technically it's a cheeseburger too because there's cheese on it. So, however you want to top that burger today, just make sure there's some cheese on it. That's the moral of the story. After all, again, we are in Wisconsin. There is no going wrong with whatever cheese you're going to choose today for your burger. Now we do have to take a look at the forecast, because I mentioned it's going to be a warm one today. Lots of sunshine with a high near 87, partly cloudy tonight down to 56, sunny and 87 tomorrow, and then we do have a chance for some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. As we look ahead a little bit, Friday still going to be a very warm day with lots of sun, 86 for a high. As we get into the weekend, temperatures cooling down just a bit. We're talking low 80s on Saturday and then maybe even the mid 70s on Sunday. Right now, it's 61.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.